Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
And I think ever since you've come into office, things are really looking up. You know, gas is up, rent is up, food is up, everything. No, it really has been a tough first year for you, Mr. President.
And a special thanks to the 42% of you actually applauded. I'm really excited to be here tonight with the only group of Americans with a lower approval rating than I have.
We have to keep this going.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
President Biden's lack of a filter does get him into hot water sometimes. You know, last month he caused a huge international incident saying that Vladimir Putin should be removed from power. It was very, very upsetting to Russia. Yeah, until someone explained to them that none of the stuff Biden wants actually gets done. Not to mention, no president in my memory has given more marginalized groups opportunities. And I'm talking about women, the LGBTQ community, the Taliban, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, I wonder how the military families of the 13 dead soldier members saw it. Everybody in D.C. laughing about that, right?
Honesty, decency, hope, leaving nobody behind.
Oh, I'm a funny guy. I like to laugh. I like some comedy. I like a roast when people laugh at their own expense, right? That's the White House Correspondents' Dinner back in the day was something like that. But behind the comedy this weekend at this dinner was stinging. I mean, stinging truth about our country, the leadership, where we are. You see all these people, they're all very, very wealthy. Nothing wrong with that. I'm pro-capitalism. They were very clean. Yeah, they looked sharp on the outside. Nothing wrong with that. They didn't have masks on, of course. Nothing wrong with that. But if you flew to D.C., the administration is trying to sue to make sure you're forced to mask up next time you fly. But no mask at the dinner. Go Fauci, figure that one out, right? But you want to hear some of the comedy? Shall we get into the stinging? Ouch. This is reality. This isn't. This is not funny. This isn't Reagan joking with Mondale about age and everybody laughed about it. Right? No, this is, okay, it's funny, but it's the truth.
President Biden's lack of a filter does get him into hot water sometimes. You know, last month he caused a huge international incident saying that Vladimir Putin should be removed from power. It was very, very upsetting to Russia. Yeah, until someone explained to them that none of the stuff Biden wants actually gets done.
Funny guys, yeah. He's gotten a lot done. The destruction of America, right? And of course, Biden, ladies and gentlemen, open mic night here in D.C. He's from a club up in Delaware. We'll talk about Joseph Biden. He wanted to talk about, ripping on Trump. Of course he did. He had to rip on Trump.
We had a horrible plague followed by 2 years of COVID.
I get it. Trump was a plague. Funny guy. Then he had to get into the insurrection.
Incited the erection. Insurrection.
Here's Biden with his coup humor.
Just imagine if my predecessor came to this dinner this year. Now that would really have been a real coup if that occurred.
You see, is it humor? No, it's stinging. Totally stinging. Now, Okay, here was a little humor. Somebody wrote this in, of course. Do you think Joe Biden came up with these? There is one I think he came up with on his own, and they allowed it in. But this one, you remember I was talking about Reagan with Mondale and Age, right?
The very first president to attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner was Calvin Coolidge in 1924. I'd just been elected to the United States Senate.
Okay, see, I would have laughed at that if I was in the maskless, dressed up nice, looking clean on the outside crowd there, right? Then we had to get into, hey, Liz, it's Kevin.
I'm not really here to roast the GOP. That's not my style. Besides, there's nothing I can say about the GOP that Kevin McCarthy hasn't already put on tape.
Oh, stop it, Joe. Our side's hurting. You're so funny. Stop it. Stop it. Brandon got in on the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Well, Republicans seem to support one fella, some guy named Brandon. He's having a really good year, and I'm kind of happy for him.
That's all he got, guys. That's it. That's all he got. That was it. That was the highlights. Oh, wait, the one that Joe wrote himself.
At the same time, a lot of people say the Republican Party is too extreme, too divisive, too controlled by one person. They say that's not your father's Republican Party. Ronald Reagan said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear this wall down. Today's Republicans say, tear down Mickey Mouse's house.
What? But of course, we know Biden is popular, and how do you gauge the popularity of a president or of a movie or of a car or of a TV show or of your new pizza that your company put out? Right? Numbers. That's how we judge popularity. Right? How many people are following you? Oh, wow! Look at that number. You must be popular. That's how we judge things, being popular. Failed candidate. How many times now, Stacey Abrams? She lives in her head like her and Hillary are best friends and she's the governor, but she's not. We'll listen to what she says about Biden. He's popular, not by numbers, though, but by intention. It'll make as much sense as Joe's last joke there.
And we know that President Biden is a popular figure, not by number, but by intention.
Not by number, but by intention. Well, I tell you what, my radio show's the number one show in America. Not by numbers, but by intention. I have that intention, right? I have the intention that it's people's attention all over America to go to the iHeartRadio app and listen to me. That's my intention. That I think that's their intention, right? Don't worry about the numbers, right? No, don't.
And we know that President Biden is a popular figure, not by number, but by intention.
They just keep coming up with so much new stuff, don't they? Yes, they do. And it's not been a good year. And that's how the whole thing started out.
Well, Trevor,
you know, I think ever since you've come into office, things are really looking up. You know, gas is up, rent is up, food is up, everything. No, it really has been a tough first year for you, Mr. President.
And a special thanks to the 42% of you actually applauded. I'm really excited to be here tonight with the only group of Americans with a lower approval rating than I have.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, and we already know where he is. We know where his head is, and a lot of people feel sorry for him, and rightfully so. He's of age. We see dementia kicking in. But I don't know about you, but I put a president way up the ladder of you need to make sense, right? You need to make sense. A president does. And I read somebody online talking about they want the president and a surgeon, right? They really are talking about those two. You know, you really want them to make sense, right? I mean, I don't know about you, but I kind of like, you know, conductors, bus drivers, coworkers on the way to lunch and they're about to drive. I wouldn't want anybody that acts like Joe Biden conducting a train, or even I wouldn't even want to get in a car with him. Can you imagine? Welcome aboard. This is Southwest Air. From the cockpit, I'm your mechanic, Joe Biden. Our flight today from Fresno to Portland will be 17 days, and we'll be cruising at 35 million feet. So sit back, and if you heard a guy making that many mistakes, then you're going to get on the airplane, right? I'd get off that flight, wouldn't you? If the pilot was gibbering like that, like, what do you mean 35? Is he being funny or not? And then you see him and you realize he's not. You get off the flight. I'm sorry, sir. The doors are, I don't care, ma'am. I'm getting off this flight. And remember, people have survived plane crashes. Name me someone that could survive Putin's nuclear nukes of 2022, right? When Russia first attacked Ukraine, I said that I'm more afraid of the commander in chief, his mental, his mindset, where he is, that he has dementia, that he has Alzheimer's. That scares me more than Putin's nuclear weapons. And I think we're seeing a lot of this played out. He's going for another $33 billion in aid for Ukraine, more than double the $13 billion last month. And he said, basically, we're out of money. He said, the cost of this fight is not cheap, Biden said. We can afford it, I guess, because we're saving so much money by not defending our own border, right? Can I get an amen? Thank you. You know that's right. We can't afford it, he says. Okay. Well, we can't afford, is it 2 years, 7 months, 8 months, somewhere around there like that? Two more, I mean, almost three more years of this. My stars, can we hang in there?
We'll start with some of the numbers here from ABC News and the Washington Post. Two of the biggest issues for voters right now, the economy and inflation, especially ahead of the midterm elections. And on inflation specifically, the president's handling of it, 68% of voters disapprove. Immigration continues to be a big concern for the White House, especially with the expected influx of illegal immigrants later this month, when we expect COVID restrictions are going to be lifted at the border and Republicans see an opportunity here. And another poll out by NPR shows that 52% of Latinos plan to vote for Republicans in the midterm elections.
Oh, looky there. Looky there. People that have different skin pigmentation than white people are thinking about voting Republican. Well, this Republican right here, I might shock you right now. Only Democrats can win in California. We know that, right? That's what they always say, right? I have found a candidate out there that this weekend, a Democrat, some have maybe even called a liberal at times, but I'm supporting him. 100%. I'm going to introduce you to this new candidate here. Again, a Democrat, some say a liberal, but man, I think this is the kind of mindset that could win in California. I really do.
Growing up in the South, I learned values: hard work, family, faith, responsibility, concern for others. It's time to restore the dignity of work in America. That's why I've offered a plan to get this economy moving again and to create good jobs. And we must break the cycle of welfare dependency. We need to provide more education and training and childcare and medical services. But then we must insist that when people can work, they must work. I want to end welfare as we know it and restore dignity and self-esteem to every American.
That's Bill Clinton, 1992. Would he be lambasted today by MSNBC? Sure he would. And he was called a liberal back then. Wow. I tell you, sometimes I miss the 1900s. Beautiful weather, horrible weather. We're so dry, snowpack 35% of average. What's it going to mean for ag? What's it going to mean for the city user? We'll talk to Ryan Jacobson, Fresno County Farm Bureau. He'll be on the show tomorrow. 4 o'clock and 4 o'clock today, Liz Peek, FoxNews.com. We're going to be talking about Biden and his numbers and why she said it's a good idea that Joe picked
Kamala Harris
as his VP. We'll talk with Liz Peek coming up at 4.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. Listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Yeah, it's the number one record in all of America. Well, not by sales, by people, by our intention. Again, this has to be stated. This is like you thought. How are they going to pull up out of this nosedive? Right, the Democrats are in right now, and who's piloting the plane? Lieutenant Joe Biden. They're nosediving, and the failed gubernatorial candidate from Georgia, Stacey Abrams. Listen again. I mean, these are educated people with diplomas. Well, they got diplomas. I don't know how educated, how much they paid attention. On national TV, I mean, millions of dollars studios, they're dressed up nice. And here we go.
And we know that President Biden is a popular figure, not by number, but by intention.
Okay, not numbers, by intention. That's where we are now. You're gauged your popularity, not by numbers, right? It's not in your head. They have really actually become miserable people. They have. There's no light at the end of their tunnel. And I hate to say, when it comes to rain and drought, we're kind of in that same boat. Well, we couldn't even get in a boat. We've got enough water to float. We're all sitting out here in the same, I guess, camel humps in a dry desert. The drought continues. We right now, 35% of the average snowpack is sitting up there, and it's about to get warm here this week. And we're going to see the Meltola, right? Ryan Jacobson said last year, or maybe it was to the last 2 years combined, that the early heat melts that snowpack, and that's our savings account up there. Back 1st of April, we got 31 inches of snow, and that was a total of 76 inches. It almost doubled what we got January through March. Good that we got that last little kick, but nowhere near enough. Nowhere. This drought for 3 years, and we had some of the very wet winters of 2017 and 2018. See, things were better when Trump was president. I'm just going to put it into that regards right there. There you go. Trump made it rain. California's Democrats, they've done nothing for our capacity to store water or even capture some of the runoff that's going to happen over this next few weeks as it gets hot. They've done nothing. They bow down to these whacked out environmentalists. What's that we hear? That's the rumble of environmentalists getting into their herds, their packs, because they're getting ready to storm Sacramento. And who are they targeted on? Newsom. Why are environmentalists attacking Newsom? We're going to talk more about it tomorrow. But he kind of said this. Maybe we shouldn't shut down Diablo Nuclear Power Plant. And what did you just say? He tried to kind of put it out there quietly. Maybe we shouldn't shut down our last nuclear power plant that was set up to go offline in 2025. I bet you by 2025, there'll be plans on there that already be building more nuclear power plants. There is absolutely no way that they're, let's just call it, sweep it all under to the Green New Deal, right? There's no way. There's no way they're transitioning. Is going to even, we know it. You can put it down on paper and go, okay, this many cars, 1,000-pound battery per car. Here's the ingredients that we're going to need, and here's how much that we can actually go get. Okay, short of the disciples going, Jesus, we got 5 fish and 5 loaves here. How are we going to turn it into, short of a miracle like that, it's not going to work. Our energy needs are only going to increase. Cal Matters, we'll talk later in the show, though. They had a good editorial out about how we need to drill right here. Right here in California. We have the oil right underneath us, sitting right there, ready to go. Sad news over the weekend. Country star Naomi Judd dies at 76, and it was suicide is what they're saying. She died by suicide. CBS saying one day before she was supposed to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, along with her daughter, Wynonna, she died by suicide. It's just a statement the family did saying they lost their mom to the disease of mental illness. So there you go. That's you never know, right? You never know. Wolf Blitzer always kind of looks like he has his life together on CNN, but when the camera's cut off, you don't know what's going on in Wolf Blitzer's life. You don't know what's going on with country music singers up on stage. And you know what? I bet you that life, and I think of this a lot, it's almost like working on an assembly line. And you go, wait, how are you comparing an assembly line job, the monotony, the boring, just repetition? Oh, imagine for 30 years singing the same songs, right? We want to hear you, the ones we love. Well, here's a new one that, oh, no, play. You know, you want to hear what you remember. And I think of these stars that were like big in the 50s and 60s who are still touring, who've been doing it 50, like think of the Rolling Stones. You know, over and over and over, strumming the same thing. I think it would be a little maddening to tell you the truth. I'm not saying that's why she decided, as CBS said here, to take her own life. They had 14 number one songs, 3 decades. And when she started out, she was a single mom, and she was a nurse in Nashville. And her and Wynonna started singing together, and that's how it started. She won 9 country music awards, 7 from the Academy of Country Music. And to show you how things have changed, man, this would be a racist halftime show, right? It would be so much to do made about this if the Super Bowl halftime show, because The Judge performed at it in 1994, along with Travis Tritt, Clint Black, and Tanya Tucker. Or as they say outside of Tennessee, Tanya Tucker. Imagine that right there. Boy, those were different days, right? It used to be so much more mass appeal, the halftime Super Bowl show. Now it's become a Luciferian Illuminati spectacle. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to be in the know. Stabbing death, jail death, Fresno shooting, another knife story, and an attempted kidnapping. I had a good weekend relaxing, worked on furniture, made a cake, some chicken enchiladas, and 2 meatloaves. What's wrong with people? Why can't they just relax on the weekend? Eat some food? Why all the violence? I'll lay it out next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
FoxNews.com columnist, contributor, also TheHill.com. Just recently, what she wrote, we're going to talk about, was in the Washington Times. And she wrote about our famous state senator and former attorney general out here.
Kamala Harris.
She writes that Joe made the perfect choice. Well, I'm going to ask her to explain that at 4 o'clock. Looking forward to talking to Liz Peek. Tough weekend around. Not as many, it seemed to be, shootings. but a vast array of violence. And one of these shootings, let's just start off with this. This was a stabbing. A man was stabbed to death in Fresno. Was it somebody at an ATM? Was he in a dark parking lot? Was he in a gang? No. Altercation between family members. Man, out of control. Sunday night, Fresno County Sheriff's Office arrested 18-year-old man accused of stabbing his father to death during an argument. Officers say Bryce Robinson, that's the 18-year-old, stabbed his 60-year-old father, Brian Robinson. This happened in East Central Fresno at Hampton and Sunnyside. It's where they lived. His father taken to the hospital. He died at the hospital, community regional. And no motive has been determined other than a family altercation that spiraled out of control. His bail's been set at $1 million. Two people hospitalized after a shooting. Radio Park again. Boy, that one keeps popping up. And every time it does, I always think back to a former council member, Clint Olivier, handing out the T-shirts to save Radio Park. He said it was turning into such a dismal place and needed to be paid attention to. That's why I don't like, if you're going to buy a home near a park or across the street from, no, that used to be an added bonus. When they talk about Fresno needs more parks. Put it out in some area where, like, probably what they did with Woodward Park back in the day, there weren't many homes that probably buy it. Put a park somewhere out where people go to. I don't know who would want to park around their house these days. I mean, people hanging out. I don't know why it's called Radio Park. That's an interesting question there, Agent Squires. Well, guess I'll get a hold of somebody. I bet back in the day it was named that. Maybe it had a radio tower. Yeah, it might have had a radio tower in it. Back in the day, who knows how far away that was from people. I put it way out there on the outskirts of town back in the 20s when radio came around. But anyhow, back to this story here. Two people hospitalized after a shooting that happened there. They're saying it was in retaliation for a fight earlier in the day. I guess there weren't weapons involved, probably fisticuffs in the park, right? That's all you want, right? And they're saying we need more parks. Okay, Officer Sum, one of the victims at the park around 5 p.m. The guy came back after the altercation earlier in the day. Obviously, got a gun or got a more powerful gun or went home and practiced his target practicing with the gun he had on him earlier. We don't know, but he came back and he shot. And he started shooting at people, and that's when he hit two victims. The second man was shot, driven to the hospital with minor injuries. Both shooting victims are expected to survive. We had a vast array. Let's see here. A second family member has died. This shooting that took place back in March, again, this is a family-involved situation. I don't know if you remember. They all blur. And I don't mean to downplay anybody's death. It's just being a blurring number in the news. But we've had so much violence lately. They do blur. The stories do, unless you're, involved in it. But this one took place back in March. 48-year-old Hermila Sanchez has now passed away because her son shot her. Killed her husband. This man now facing charges for murdering both of his parents, shooting his sister. The dad already died. She just died this weekend. His 27-year-old sister as well, and his mom. Wow, boy, I tell you, the day of the shooting, he fired at some guy on the family's property, but he was not hit here as well. And he's accused of killing his father, shooting his sister as they were getting ready for a gathering. His bail, $5.9 million. Okay, let's go to Tulare. Tulare County deputies shot a man who appeared to have been, they're saying, stabbing his 81-year-old uncle on Sunday. What's the deal with families? I know that families sometimes don't get along, but my word, we're talking about, stabbing and killings and shootings here. This happened after 5 a.m. in Ducor, D-U-C-O-R. That must be Ducor. What do you think Ducor is populated? About 1,500 maybe, or is it 5,000? Come on, GPS me. Deputies arrived. They found the victims with a victim with slice marks on his face and fighting the suspect off with a chair. They ordered the suspect to drop the knife. He refused. They pulled out the taser. That didn't stop him. And that's, see, to me, not, you know, not a policeman, but I watch them on TV, with probably some drug. And when those, if you get tased, and I don't know how big the guy was, sometimes that makes a difference. But almost 99%, it seems, of people that get tased go down. Like, quit, stop, I'm quit. You know, immediate give up. So when it doesn't affect some people, you know, I always think drugs. Some kind of drug is giving them extra strength. They deployed it. Didn't stop. He charged. They opened fire. They hit him. He went down with that. And both the suspect and the victim were transported to area hospitals. And so as an officer, man, you get a call out, family disturbance. You're like thinking, okay, the last 90 of these, the 91st family, that could be bullets flying and knives, and you just never know. Luckily, there were adults around, meaning her parents, but you would think a 14-year-old girl could be outside a laundromat, possibly by herself in a shopping area in today's world at 7:30 on a Saturday night in the town of Merced, right? You just never know. They Merced police arrested a guy they said tried to kidnap a 14-year-old girl in the parking lot, 7:30 at night. 30-year-old Paul Rodriguez approached a teenager, grabbed her by the forearm, dragged her between two parked cars, the girl's parents, 20 yards away. So she screams out. Girl's father and another guy go up, confront the guy, lets go of the girl, and he takes off running. Officers did track him down and did arrest him for this alleged kidnapping and annoying slash molesting of a child. He was booked into Merced County Jail. The girl was not injured. Man, right? 7:30 at night, just in a shopping area. There are vultures out there. There are demons, you know, preying around, man, looking for their moment. And we have noticed there has been, along with the violence, there has been a uptick in people running red lights, right? You see it. Every day now, I just assume it. And I've seen it so many times now that I have trained moi here. And I always would tell you, well, yeah, if when the light turns, I look left and right. But I bet you there were times I didn't. Now, seeing what I see, I've now trained myself left and right. I don't care what's going on. And I'm glad I have that habit, because too many people are running through. And we hear of these sideshows, right? They become famous in Fresno and Clovis area and across California with this law and order on the decline, lack of enforcement. We can call it whatever it is, but now they have the let's call it audacity, right? Clovis PD, they're tweeting out, a driver was arrested and his pickup truck was impounded. This is in the middle of the day, Willow and Sierra. I'm going to hope possibly it was drug induced. I just wouldn't want to think some normal person would think, whatever, it's doing donuts in the middle of the intersection. His family was watching from across the street. So we got a hot dog show offer, apparently. Well, good, his truck was impounded for 30 days, so I guess Intamin's will be the only donuts that he's going to be enjoying, right? Right. We're the home of Fresno State Athletics, and we're going to congratulate the number one college team in America. They won the championship. The sport, I'll tell you next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
FoxNews.com's columnist Liz Peach, she'll be on the show here at 4 o'clock. We'll talk about Title 42.
7,000 migrants are currently apprehended per day. But your department's highest projections say that number could double or maybe even triple, as many as 18,000 per day, and that's without the pandemic restriction in place. And are you prepared, if so?
What we do is we prepare and we plan, and we've been doing so for months.
All right. Homeland Secretary Mayorkas, they're planning. They're ready for that. Their own estimates say it could be 18,000 a day. That's 540,000 a month. Half a million a month, and they're ready for that. Well, Fresno State's rugby team was ready for the national championship. They won it. Undefeated men's rugby team won a national championship after beating University of Kansas on Saturday. This all happened in Arlington, Texas. They won the game 22-17. And I don't even know how you score. I'll stop and I'll watch it because it's football without pads. These guys are intense. That's about all I know. And it's kind of when you go back and look at the early forms of how football started, they followed the rugby way, and they were going, well, we got all these people packing in these college stadiums, and you just got people piling in together and pushing at each other and moving. So then they developed downs and plays, and then the forward pass really changed the game. Rugby stayed in that rugby. It's what it is. Well, congratulations, Fresno State Men's Rugby Club, formed 13 years ago. They went undefeated, 9-0 overall, averaging more than 60 points a game. I wonder what their injury list is in that. Ooh, boy, doggy, you know, that has to be tough. Fresno State, Fresno City attorney Sloan is leaving. Douglas Sloan leaving the top legal advisor for the city. He's been here since 2013. He's been a city employee for 16 years, says GVWire.com. They have a quote here from Council President Esparza. He said, City Attorney Sloan has served the city through three mayoral administrations and 14 different council members. We're grateful for his work. Wish him and his family much success in his new role. He's not even purchasing a ticket for the Titanic voyage. He's out even before the North Atlantic waters start to get cold and start to freeze, right? He's like, too many lawsuits. I'm going to get out of here, right? Speaking of lawsuits and possible Christian flags.
Justice Stephen Breyer wrote for a unanimous Supreme Court that a private group's flying of a Christian flag on a Boston City Hall flagpole should have been permitted. Harold Shurtleff with the group Camp Constitution applied to fly the white flag with a red cross on a blue background on one of the flagpoles outside City Hall. The city occasionally takes down the city's pennant to hoist another flag. Breyer says the city's policy lacks meaningful involvement in the selection of flags and discriminated against Shurtleff because of his religious viewpoint. The city has said it will likely change its policy to have more control over which flags can fly at City Hall.
New rule, King Trevor, new rule. Cities are so messed up these days, most of them. They don't need anything in there to mess them up even more. United States flag, underneath that, the flag of the state that you're in, and then underneath that, the city flag. That's it. Next. Approved. Next. We do not need them getting involved in real estate. We don't need them to be involved in flag appropriations. I don't know. I guess maybe Fox News might have it in top of the hour, some of these stories, or I could look it up online. I don't know if they've caught yet those in Alabama, the correction officer and the inmate that went missing on Friday. Inmates charged with murder. They went missing on the way to the courthouse, and they don't know, did he grab her or is she with him to get him out? She broke protocol. This guy's on capital murder charges. He's supposed to have two deputies with him at all times during any transportation to court. Then it gets weirder because they went and looked it up, and there wasn't even a court date scheduled for him. So that makes you think more, ha-ha. She's in on this, right? Her name is Vicky White. Vicky's in on this. She escorted Casey White out of jail. No relation. None. And she told the guard she was going to drop him off at the court and then go seek medical attention because she wasn't feeling well. Okay, we don't know here. I do you remember the story Elmira, New York? Yeah, I've watched the documentary. It's a documentary on one of the things that I have on my TV. But upstate New York, where that guard, the female guard, the two guys convinced her to help them escape. Oh, yeah. Her husband also worked at the prison as well. And the ex-wife from Buffalo, the divorce wasn't finalized yet, but she'd already moved back to New York. So we were on the phone, and her family, mom and dad, everybody, each year they go to this summer place and upstate Western New York up there. And it was at the same time Elmira, and they were going to a cabin 20 miles from where the escape happened, and they hadn't been caught yet. I'm going, are you kidding me? I go, I know your family has a picture of them with Hillary Clinton in the living room all proud. Don't they listen to Lester Holt? He's talking about inmates escaping Elmira, New York, and they're putting a circle around the area they could be in, and you're going, let's go vacation in a cabin inside that red circle. I'm like, is your dad bringing his shotgun up there? And she's like, well, I don't know. I hadn't talked to her. I'm like, I don't. That is not like the place to go feel relaxed. I mean, how in the... Oh, I mean, I wasn't involved in it anymore. You know, I could hang the phone up and be like, that's them, whatever. But I was literally concerned for their safety. I mean, I was upset about it and all, but I didn't want anybody to have, you know, inmates, you know, come in the middle of the night. How could you even go sit out on the deck? Ah, vacation. I'm going to go fishing in the morning. What was that sound? Oh, it's just a deer or two escape murderers that they're looking for all over here, right? Whew, boy, we're going to talk with FoxNews.com columnist. She's a contributor with TheHill.com recently. Article in the Washington Times. We're going to talk to Liz Peek. Why is it a good thing Kamala was chosen as the vice president for Joe Biden? I'll ask her why, and we'll do that next.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.